You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
The Wire. Last month, Auckland Transport was criticised for encouraging people to travel at off-peak times due to what they called March Madness. Since then, we have seen mass delays and cancellations of buses and other forms of public transport in Tāmaki Makaurau. I spoke to Public Transport Users Association spokesperson John Reeves about reforming Auckland's public transport system. I started off our interview asking Reeves if he believes we are in a public transport crisis.
Auckland, in particular, is definitely in a public transport crisis. We've got buses not turning up, we've got trains not turning up, we've got ferries cancelled willy-nilly, leaving people behind on ferries and wharfs around the city. We have got a terrible time. This is the worst time for a public transport user to be using the system.
And as of right now, I'm just looking, and there's been over 600 cancellations in Auckland alone this morning. What sort of impact is this having on people that use public transport?
Well, this is terrible, because you've got a lot of people who choose to not drive, or maybe they cannot drive, and they need to get to their medical appointments. And as we all know, the health system in a crisis as well, many people are waiting a long time for their medical appointments. Now, if your public transport doesn't turn up when you've got to get to that specific appointment, that could delay your health care by another few more months. So it's a terrible crisis. It's affecting everyone, whether you're a student or a worker or a mum, dad or a grandmother or grandfather. It's affecting everyone across the city. It's a terrible situation that we're in right now.
We've recently seen a lot of discussion about the Auckland budget, and in particular to Auckland Transport, there's been some significant funding cuts proposed. What do you think about this?
At the end of the day, Auckland Council and Auckland Transport are in a dire position in the terms of funding, and there has to be some cuts. However, our group, the PTUA, we see do not cut the funding for public transport because it's 101, it's the basics or the basis of helping move people around if you don't have a car. So we've got to ensure that the basics are food, like buses and bus stops and timetables at bus stops and ferries turning up. We need to make sure that those are not cut. Other things, look, at the moment they're planning to rename, say, the railway station at Britomart. Now, the cost of renaming Britomart Station, we're talking tens of millions of dollars, because there's so much signage, not only at Britomart, but every single bus stop and many ferry jetties and the train stations will have to do all the renaming, re-signage there. You're talking millions of dollars there. Right now, we cannot afford to do that. Unless central government wants to come along and pay for renaming our railway stations, at the moment we need to put that on hold, seriously, and just concentrate on actually getting buses to turn up for passengers.
There will be some implications of unreliable bus services. Can you go into some of the implications that this could or is causing?
Well, you're getting people who are having to come in late to work, or not even being able to get into work or get home from work. Now, that's an issue if you're, say, working in the hospital industry and you're relying on a late-night bus home and it's cancelled. What do you do? Do you catch a $40, $50 Uber ride home? So it has a financial implication to workers. As I mentioned before, you've got people who are trying to get to health appointments and they can't get to them. And then you've got people on low incomes. Now, people on low incomes, they don't have the luxury of being able to jump in an Uber because, you know, they don't have a spare $30, $40, $50 for a one-way trip. So you're impacting on their lives as well. Basically, what's happening right now in Auckland is impacting every single public transport user, and including myself. I've tried to catch some buses that haven't turned up, and it's delayed my meetings and even getting home one night. I couldn't get home. I had to catch an Uber myself. So it's directly impacting every public transport user. I don't think there's anyone in Auckland who can say they haven't been impacted yet by the crisis we're in at the moment.
And in Tāmaki Makaurau, we're looking at an average of, according to RNZ, over 1,000 buses failing to turn up on any weekday. This is a big issue. How would you propose, or your organisation propose, we improve the system so that we can have more buses available?
Well, we're desperately short of bus drivers on the terms of just buses alone, without looking at ferries and trains. But in terms of bus drivers, we're very short. And at the end of the day, I believe, personally, that bus drivers have been underpaid. And so we've got a tight economy job market, so we're going to actually have to pay bus drivers more to get them to come into the industry. Many also say, well, look, we should relax the immigration settings, but just bringing in people to fill the gaps is not always the best. We actually need to be encouraging people to join the industry, Kiwis, to enjoy the industry and make a long-term career out of it. But at the moment, for the stress and the unsociable hours you have to work, and sometimes